This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into our health mode here with the help of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's board certified NUCA chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He has a fabulous website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com. Podcasts are there. We have podcasts on the GoodDayHealthShow.com website of all the information. There's no reason for you to be ignorant about what goes on in your body and how you can, through this forum, find out so much more about what is going on. The continuing focus on cancer. There are those people who say that certain types of cancer are incurable. That is not borne out by some of the information that you have on this podcast 181, Jack. You can survive cancer. It just depends on what condition your body's in. If your body is in good shape, you're not going to get cancer to begin with. Cancer doesn't come into a healthy body. It doesn't.
Well, cancer primarily is a failure of the immune system to destroy the cancer cell. And it for the rest of us who haven't had cancer or at one time did, but you don't now because you've changed the conditions that created its ability to foster in the body.
Right.
It's because you have a robust immune system. There are special cells like the natural killer cell, part of your white blood cells.
Yeah, white blood cells.
They specifically target cancer cells.
Yeah.
And so the experts tell us that, what, 6-7 times in a normal lifespan, you're going to have a cancerous growth inside of you, but your immune system is going to discover it and destroy it before it can get off the ground.
Now, what happens if somebody comes into your clinic there in Salt Lake City and they're complaining of various things that you know are a result of abuse? If someone comes into your office and they smell like tobacco smoke and they have various things that are, I guess appropriate may be the word for, I don't know what the word, that are indicators of someone, by the very fact that you smoke, you know you're going to do things to your body that are bad for it. How well your immune system functions depends on what you eat and how you live your life. But still, smoking puts you at a disadvantage. So when somebody comes in, or if you know somebody is vaping, everybody's talking about vaping now, becoming an epidemic, and it is. So what do you say to people, even if they don't ask your advice? Do you say something to your patients?
You know, I used to, but smokers know they shouldn't smoke. People who are overweight know they should lose weight. People who have sedentary lifestyles. Well, they don't. Well, this is going to sound a little simplistic. They don't want to. They don't want to make the change. They don't want to make the effort that actually could lead to feeling better. There are people who are thin, people who are active, people who are generally happy, but they have miserable diets, and they're setting themselves up for some real tragic problems down the road. They don't want to change it either. A lot of people and I think it might be part of our culture, maybe more than anything else, don't like change. They don't want to do something that might necessitate having to do something that'll put them out of their comfort zone, when if they do, they'll find a bigger comfort zone to get into. And so a lot of my conversations with people are, hey, you know, if you really want to do something, let's just start with the gut. Let's do something about rebuilding the wall of the gut, and when I can explain to them a little bit about what this means, that alone can clean up the skin. It can give you a new head of hair. It can lower the blood pressure. It can stop the allergies. It can stop indigestion problems. It can help constipation or diarrhea or the swings back and forth just by going after the gut, which is something you can do at home rather cheaply. I mean, we've got podcasts on that at Forbidden Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing about when you talk about your gut, people often translate gut into someone who is seriously overweight. There's, look at the big gut,
like a big
on that
belly.
Guy.
Right,
but
like
that's not belly. What we're talking about here. Your gut is your stomach, your intestine, the system that your body has developed or God has developed, or however you want to attribute how your body works to whatever system of thinking that you have. Your body is your gut. Right? Everything that goes through goes to your body.
It's this hollow tube. It's a hollow tube. Starts at your mouth, goes down to your butt.
Oh.
And that's what the gut is. And it has different sections that do different things.
Did you see that, or you hear me talking about earlier on the DJV show with the ladies, did you hear me talking about this survey, or not a survey, but a sampling was taken of poop from people all around the world?
Yeah.
And no matter where they lived, there was plastic in their poop.
Yeah.
Every single person, yeah, no matter what geographic location, all had plastic in their poop.
It's in the drinking water.
No matter how
careful you are about what you eat, it's still in the drinking water, unless you're extremely careful about what you drink.
Well, it's drinking, eating.
We're being plasticized. Yes.
Aye. All right, so I want to talk about weight loss. So we go back to the gut. Let me equate this question to, and I'll give you a minute if you want to think about it. I'm just going to pose the question, and then we can sort of examine it a little bit more. The people who are on diets, trying to lose weight, okay, that's one way of losing weight. There are now indications that people who have that weight loss surgery, the stapling and the other stuff that you have, it may increase various problems in the body, even though the people that are proponents say it reduces heart attack risks. But there are other people who've got diabetes. I mean, it looks to me like this is a very complicated procedure. And maybe we give it a few moments to talk about what the health benefits are, if there are, what the ramifications are. Is there a negative to weight loss surgery? That's up next here. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on how to stay healthy by getting enough rest. My Pillow has this overstock special that they want you to know about. Take advantage of the fact that they have one more week on this Labor Day special thing going to the end of the week. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 66%. The Body Pillow is one example, was $89. Now you buy it for $29. And then there are the Standard and Queen Platinum Premium My Pillows, which you can buy for $23, regularly $69. But this thing will, I'm told, it's supposed to end this week. Let's see if they have enough of them to last till the end of the month. We'll see. Got to use the promo code DJV when you visit MyPillow.com. So replace the pillows on every bed in your house if you don't have My Pillows. If you have them, make sure you're washing them and drying them so that they are at their best all the time. This is a fabulous way for you to ensure that you and all the members of your family are going to get a great night's rest. 60-day money-back guarantee on everything they sell. 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Save up to 66%, including the specials I was talking about, by entering the promo code DJV.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All right, you're listening to Good Day Health, a weekly production of me and my medical friends. How about that for getting it close to home? Me and my medical friends. Jack Stockwell is a nurse doctor, has a clinic that he has with his wife in Salt Lake City. It's a fabulous place to go to get a real, seriously, this is not meant as a double entendre, a new twist on life. That's what he does. He twists and works on your neck, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what Nuka Chiropractic is, upper cervical chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about weight loss and the weight loss surgery and whether it does reduce, other than your weight, does it reduce all the problems associated? Maybe that's the better question, Jack. Does it reduce all of the issues that are part of what happens to someone who's too heavy? Like,
well,
problems.
That's a nice question to ask. Of course, you already know the answer. No, not at all. You remember, it was about 30, 40 years ago, a bunch of stuff came out in the news about how they were discovering the brain, the gut connection, how the gut was a second brain, how they have discovered neurons like we have in our brain in the wall of the gut. Because the brain is absolutely concerned as much as it can be about what is going through that gut, because that's where the nourishment for the brain is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you ate the last 24 hours is now in your bloodstream, and it's feeding the brain. You know what a CPU is, the central processing unit of a computer. You have a big, gigantic computer, but there's this little chip in there that decides what is going where, how fast, and what needs to be done, and who else needs to be involved. The gut is kind of like a CPU for the rest of the body outside of the brain. You can't ignore the health of the gut without expecting some kind of problems in the rest of the body to take place. The gut not only digests food and absorbs the nutrients from that digestion, it gets rid of trash. And if there's anything going on that affects that filtering system, like stuff getting in or getting out that should not, there's going to be some aspect of your health that will suffer as a result. And when you start closing down the stomach with staples and surgery or removing part of the stomach, when you start removing part of the gut trying to address some symptom of horrible digestive problems or even autoimmune stuff like Crohn's or whatever, you're going to affect the health of the rest of the body by doing this. The gut, like Hippocrates said, and I've said it on your show so many times, all health, all disease begins in the gut. All health also returns through taking care of the gut.
Pretty simple. It's direct, straightforward stuff. Common sense. And we stress that more often. Some people dare to be different and they dare to try different things, but there are some basic staple things that you can use to protect the product that is Y-O-U-U. Common sense. No smoking, get enough rest, eat well, that kind of stuff. It just seems... I went into a Burger King and I had one of their... What's it called, Kara? An impossible burger. It's actually not bad. 21 after the hour.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are interested in listening to other doctors sometimes. I get notes from doctors all the time. I didn't know that. Thanks to Dr. Jack or Dr. Ken for that information. There are new federal guidelines that encourage... This is how silly the government is. This is how silly. This is your tax dollars not at work. So listen to this, Jack. The Department of Health and Human Services has updated its physical activity guidelines, encouraging people to move more. Huh?
Yeah. Well, that's tax dollars well spent.
Oh, yeah. Adults should still get a minimum of 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week, but they say your goal should be more. And it could include short bursts of activity, climbing a few flights of stairs, that sort of thing. Oh, what stupidity. Well, the thing that seems to me the underscore of what happens to involve children ages 3 to 5 in this is very important, because a lot of parents aren't thinking this way. They aren't thinking that way for themselves, so they're not thinking that way for the children. But if you want to sort of, if you're going to not give your children the encouragement to exercise, what are you doing to them in their lives? Kids in their daily routine need to have movement. I love being my grandson. He loves to dance around, and he runs up and down everywhere. And this is the kind of stuff that should be, this is really encouraged. This,
yeah, how often does he get sick?
My son?
Yeah.
I mean, my grandson?
Yeah.
Gets the sniffles, goes to daycare, school, preschool, around a lot of kids. He didn't get sick much.
He's up and running around. I don't know if it was last week's show.
Also, when he's
before.
With his grandfather, he sticks his hand in all kinds of dirty stuff just because I think that's good for your immune.
There you go. Yeah. You can say, okay, son, touch that over there. Okay, son, touch that over there.
Yeah.
It was last week, I think, we were talking about the lymph. And the lymph moves the immune system around you. It also removes trash that's building up inside the system. And it has been said that if you can keep your lymph healthy, if you can keep the lymphatic system healthy, you can live forever. And exercise is the pump of the lymph. Just like the heart pumps the blood for circulation, exercise pumps the lymphatic system, the lymph nodes, and the little tubules. There are more lymphatic tubules in the body than there are blood vessels. And that is the body's sewer removal system from a lot of different sources. But it gets eventually drains it into either primarily into the gut to go out through the bowels, the trash, or it'll help to it'll go through the skin. It'll go out through the lungs through coughing and sputum. It can go out through the kidneys. But the thing that pumps the lymph is exercise, getting up and moving around. The more sedentary you are, it's like the neighborhood went on the garbage people went on a trash strike.
Really?
Yeah. It's that simple.
It isn't interesting. That really is interesting. 26% of men, 90% of women, and 20% of adolescents meet the physical activity goals the government says are necessary to maintain good health. So now we have $117 billion in health care costs, and how many of them could be eliminated or somehow modified by people getting more active? Isn't that, that's disgusting. 26% of men, 90% of women, and 20% of adolescents have the minimum goals that even the government, we all know the government is soft in the first place, so whatever they recommend is going to be the minimum of anything and everything. So yes. No wonder we have $117 billion in health care costs every... I don't know. Do I sound like I'm a lecturer?
No, not at all. Those are excellent, excellent questions. Why?
28 after the hour here on the Good Day Health Program.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it. You lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants. Doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go into maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dorian is still a Category 1 hurricane, but it's heading out into the Atlantic.
Not only do you have strong winds, but you have a lot of wave action and swells and rip currents. So certainly bad marine weather, bad beach weather, but not really devastating conditions by any sense. So just sort of an unpleasant day there in southeastern Massachusetts and similar conditions in Maine along the coastline.
Forecaster John Cangelosi says the storm is being felt along the southeastern Massachusetts coast, including Nantucket. It's heading for eastern Canada. The storm death toll is 43 in the Bahamas. Cleanup is underway along coastal North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper says
conditions are returning to normal. in the southeastern part of the state. We're thankful not to have reports of serious injuries or death since the storm arrived.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Four after the hour now. This is Good Day Health Podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, and Jack's podcast. He and his wife Mary do a separate podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find all kinds of hints. Very important. We're here to give you tips, help you out, send questions along if you want. You can reach me on Twitter at Doug Steffen if you'd like. Here's a question from. Let's see, here's Ron, who heard Dr. Jack talking about resveratrol in one of his podcast episodes. Did you do that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, a
very powerful ingredient that is stimulating to many aspects of human physiology.
Yeah, he says, I don't normally drink, but I'd like to start drinking red wine after hearing of the health benefits. How do I know how much to drink? Well, there's a question and a half for you. How much does one drink, Jack?
Well, if you're going to imbibe in wine, I recommend it be a really good dark one, because the resveratrol is in the skin of the grape. Mm-hmm. You know, the only difference between
don't do any good. Is that what you're honestly saying?
Well, the only difference between white wine...
$100 bottle of wine is better for you than a $10
bottle. Not necessarily. It may taste more vibrant and may have more body to it. At least that's what I've been told. Uh-huh. But the thing that I understand is the difference between white wine and red wine is that it all comes from grapes. The thing about red wine is that there's skin in it. In the white wine, they've removed the skins because grape juice in and of itself is clear. It's as clear as water. Mm-hmm. It looks like the stuff that comes out of green grapes. If you take a purple grape and squeeze it, there's still going to be a clear fluid coming out of it. But the thing is that the resveratrol is in the skin of the grape. Now, it's in a couple of other things around the planet that shows up as a source of resveratrol. But there are those who claim that's why the things that help are benefited by the resveratrol, especially the heart function and parts of the brain and nervous system, seem to be a little bit better in the French, even though they have extremely high diets in things that are not necessarily the most beneficial for you. It's because of the preponderance of wine that's associated with their meals, and which very well may be true. But the important thing is, the experts tell us that anything over one glass of wine is too much. So, you know, if you're going to have wine with your meal, one glass should be sufficient. Because there's other things in there, not the least of which, of course, is ethanol. And some people do fine with a glass of ethanol. Some people, they need, you know, it bleeds to another.
Nothing
level.
Better than a good glass of ethanol. That's
there
what I
go.
Always say.
Just top
drink
that
up.
Tank off. Top off that tank with a good glass
right.
of ethanol. So, you know, I'm not here promoting wine. I'm just saying that red wine has the resveratrol in it. You're not going to find it very much in white wine. Or at least not to the same level.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's in the skin.
Yep. There's a question from somebody in Florida asking, how do hospitals prepare for hurricanes? This is pretty good. I don't know that you have any extra expertise in that, but that was an interesting question. How do hospitals prepare for hurricanes? Because certainly all over the place this week has been the focus on Dorian and what do we do? Because there are a lot of people that are going to be hurt by this. And can a hospital, you know, the hospitals are subject to the same vagaries of the storm as everybody else. Sometimes, if the weather's really awful, they vacate the hospital.
Well, you know, there's some people that can't be moved. Uh-huh. There's some people that just simply, they're in a critical enough condition, they can't be moved. So they do the best that they can to batten down the hatches. And a lot of the more modern hospitals, been built in the last 20, 30 years, have especially reinforced areas surrounding the ICU.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some people that can't be moved. Some other people can actually be released from the hospital a day or two earlier than they otherwise would have been. But I've got an answer for that resveratrol in wine thing.
Okay.
Rather than drinking wine, take a product called Herbivital. It's made by Standard Process. Well, it's made by MediHerb, but it's supplied by Standard Process. Herbivital. I think I've sent that to you.
Yeah, I take it every day.
Yeah, that's loaded with resveratrol. I should have thought of that, but my staff is reminding me here.
Yes.
But, you know, even the best organic wines now have been tested positive for glyphosate poisoning. I mean, the glyphosate stuff is everywhere. So the resveratrol, it's just that you only take one or two of these tablets a day, has all, or Herbivital, has all of the resveratrol in there that you want at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's much safer and much more beneficial for the body than a glass of wine. Yeah. I was just talking about it in the sense of wine.
You have. You
were. Yeah, but I have been justly brought to task here by some other people listening to the show. What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, well, I didn't want to promote wine drinking in particular, but resveratrol is found in Herbivital, just like it sounds, Herbavital, Herbivital. Plenty of source, a very good source.
You get that at Forbidden Doctor through your, what you take, the symptom survey, a lot of other things.
Yes.
The question that has been brought forth, you can also go to Jack's, he'll answer any question you have. Go to Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, ask away, questions there.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly welcome. You can take the symptom survey, answer questions about yourself, and then find out what kind of state your health is in, if you will. A lot of other things go on here at this website. Getting the products that that have been crafted by Jack and his staff that are second to none. Not only is he a Nooka chiropractor, but he also has been able to put together two different formulas for products that you can't live without, really. Long Life Energy Enzyme, you call them LEEs, we call them LEEs, right? Is that what you call them?
Long Life Energy Enzymes.
Right. Those, you go ahead.
It's named after one of our great heroes and mentors in
General
health.
Robert E. Lee.
No, Royal Lee, Dr. Royal Lee, who founded this great Standard Enzyme Process in 1929.
Yep. All right, so there's that. And besides Long Life Energy Enzymes, the thyroid product is something you should take, because most people don't realize how important the thyroid is. Natural ingredient for health and well-being. The thyroid, you got to have a thyroid. Well, a lot of people have them out. I had a friend who had a cancer in her thyroid, and it was taken out. Is that more common or less common now?
Well, no, it is quite common. It's quite common because they have manufactured a synthetic form of thyroxin called levothyroxin. The street name is Synthroid. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just take it out. You know, it's a rather than fix the underlying problem that exists with your thyroid, which is the reason why we created ageless thyroid, yeah. We'll just take your thyroid out, and here's a synthetic version of one of the things that the thyroid does. The thyroid does a lot of different functions, primarily to make thyroxin. So they found a way to synthesize a fraction of it in the laboratory to mimic its effect inside the body. Most of the people on Synthroid still have their thyroid gland. And this creates another problem because when the blood is saturated with this synthetic form of thyroxin, your natural thyroid gland will begin to atrophy and just quit producing anything because it's not getting any command to do it because the synthetic form is inside the bloodstream. And so there's a downside to being stuck on this stuff. And the fact remains is that you once you get on this, you have to be on it the rest of your life. At least that's what people are told. But we found that's not the case in our clinic.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story about your thyroids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would like to have you and Ken together talking about something. I just saw a woman telling the story about how she was an anti-vaxxer. And what changed her mind? I'll go over some of those things with you, and you can counter them perhaps in a moment or two. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Doug Steffen. On the most recent podcast that Jack and I have done together, we discuss why one-third of all lung cancer patients have never smoked but still somehow get it. You get the story behind the story on that at the podcast. And then next, the top reasons and you should let your children play in the dirt, all about the immune system. We talk about this, I think, almost every week, frankly. Also on the podcast, learn a way to detox and achieve a healthy gut, familiar topic here. Jack shares also what you can do to maintain a healthy brain. That's very important these days. There are all kinds of TV shows. PBS can't turn it on anymore without seeing the guy trying to help you boost, or several different doctors boosting your brain power, and it's all good. We also, on this podcast, learn why mosquitoes and other flying insects are attracted to you, to Y-O-U, and other natural remedies for keeping them away. DEET's not especially good for you. They pour it on your skin, gets absorbed through the pores, not good. And then there are some other great ideas. Maintain good health. Listen to our podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. We continue in a matter of moments here with this anti-vaxxers point of view being changed.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, mypillow.com, and the code is DJV. Good day, Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on what primary care doctors offer in terms of help your well-being, because primary care physicians in our country today are becoming sort of like dinosaurs, because everybody's a specialist, no general practitioner. So it's confusing for a lot of people. They don't even know who their primary care physician might be. And this is because of the economy, of what's going on, you know, the expense, how medical care is. And by the way, a lot of people are not going into primary care medicine, general medicine, because of the cost of medical school today. It runs a couple of hundred thousand dollars. I got a kick out of one of the episodes I was watching of Grey's Anatomy, and the subplot was how much it costs to go to medical school. And one of the doctors, played by Katherine Heigl, had been a model before she became a doctor. And she paid her $200,000 in medical fees by modeling. And that's one of the things that's turning people off, because general practitioners don't make the kind of money. Primary care doctors don't get paid. They get paid less than people who are specialists. So there is a financial incentive to go to a specialty school and get a specialty to be a specialist. And so there are a lot of people, you know, now when you go to a specialist, or to go to a specialist, you're going to be referred to by the primary care doctor, but the primary care doctors aren't there anymore. Harder and harder to get in to see them. So that means the quality of your medical care has gone down because of the reality of what it costs to go to school and how much doctors are paid. I thought that was pretty instructive. So that's why I passed it along to you here. Good day, Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Okay, so here's this woman who writes an op-ed piece about being an anti-vaxxer and what changed her mind. Obviously, she hasn't listened to you. She was concerned about her three daughters and all of the stuff back and forth and back and forth. It's also referred to as vaccine hesitancy. The reluctance or refusal to vaccinate despite the availability of vaccines. So just because they're available, why the hell do you have to use them? Vaccines prevent 2 to 3 million deaths a year, so says the World Health Organization. And so
there's no way to prove that.
Yeah, and that's what I was.
I mean, there's no way in the world you can possibly prove that.
Yeah. So then, in this circumstance, this is a powerful, the imagery, the World Health Organization getting behind this and convincing, for example, this mother of three or four children, she realized the only people I trusted with my comfort and safety beside myself and my husband were the doctor who delivered my children. And so she said she had sort of a transcendental experience talking to the pediatrician, and that's when she...
Well, I'd sure like to know what the pediatrician told her, but one thing you need to remember...
Well, what do you think he told her? Come on.
Well, he told her to get vaccines. He probably told her they're safe, and he probably told her they're effective. That's the standard line.
Right.
Our position is get educated on the subject. Look at both sides of the argument seriously before you make your decision, because vaccines always cause immune dysregulation. And cancer now being the number one cause of death in children, I mean, where is that coming from? Now, I'm not saying vaccines did that, but any kind of environmental poison is going to contribute to these kinds of problems.
By the way, this woman, she lives in Utah, and she's a Mormon.
Well, Mormons are very, Mormons as a whole are very, very medical in their orientation. Extremely medical. Utah is probably one of the most medical states in the Union.
Is it?
And, oh, yes. And something to remember here. To go ahead and start injecting aluminum hydroxide back into your children's bodies or even your own, you have to study what aluminum hydroxide is and what it does to nerve tissue. And again, this comes under the aegis of what Mary and I are always saying. It's a principle in the clinic. If you want to vaccinate, if you want to take a chance on your child having a temporary bacterial or viral infection and trading it for a chronic disease down the road, at least know up front. Vaccines always cause immune dysregulation. It's going to turn the immune system upside down. Be careful.
Yeah. That's, you know, okay. So, is that this? We don't have time. There's a question from a woman about how to get into lifting weights and whether that's good for her or not. I would say basically yes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Focus on your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell. In this portion of the program, this is a way for us to get you to focus for a few minutes on one thing and one thing only. And Jack wants to focus on sugar. There's this whole business. There always is and has been. Matter of fact, I have a new sponsor that focuses on blood sugar issues, which I'll talk to you about, Jack, when we go through this science of sugar, using sugar, sugary snacks, eating them, drinking those beverages. So we call it sometimes a sugar high. You take exception to that phrase.
Well, there's every wind blows every different direction all the time, and you hear about sugar doing this and sugar doing that. I try to limit my understanding of these kinds of things from the latest journal publications mm-hmm. that have no axe to grind because they come from journals that openly admit right up front, hey, we don't know everything. Here's some stuff we found. We could be a little skewed here. Here are the things we really need to study because of the result of this study. And that's one of the things I like about, and I'm sure you've got your latest edition of Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Review.
Yeah, I was reading it on the plane yesterday. Yeah.
Yes, of course. So the study, and I love the research that comes out of Europe because Europe is always a 10 to 20 years ahead of us when it comes to understanding. Yeah, because the government has to pick up the health bill.
Yeah.
Here, you know, the citizen does. So anyway, some stuff that came out of the University of Berlin, Lancaster University, and the University of Warwick, in the UK, in London. And what they found out is that the sugar didn't give you so much as a rush as it led to a crash. trash thereafter.
And so isn't that different? Because most people will consume something sugary, giving themselves, they're thinking to themselves, okay, I'll take a sugar, I'll have a sugar rush, and it'll make pick me up, it'll wake me up, I'm feeling sleepy or need a nap or something.
Right.
So some sugary will get me going. And
well, it will. It will momentarily pick you up a little bit because the cells are getting a big blast of some sugar. But right away, the insulin shoots up really high, which gets the sugar out of the blood real fast, and you go on that roller coaster drop where it's going to affect your mood. It will actually worsen your mood. It will actually make you more tired than you were before you had the sugar stuff. So sugary breakfasts, pancakes, waffles, that kind of stuff, the sugary drinks during the day, cakes, donuts, cookies, ice cream, pies, pizza, all of the stuff that they add to. You know, what they do is they take the food off the vine and they take it out of the ground. They take out of it what actually will rot and spoil, which is the stuff that's nutritious for you. Right. And they have to put something back into it to make it somewhat palatable so that you enjoy the taste. Mm-hmm. So that's where the artificial flavors come from, and that's where a lot of sugar comes from.
All right, wait a minute. There's a list of things here in the study of what to avoid. Pancakes, waffles, have avocados for breakfast. Okay.
Yeah, avocados, boiled eggs, whole grain.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Steel cut oatmeal.
Avoid sugary desserts like cakes, cookies, ice cream. What is it with you? Boy, ice cream and pies.
Well, I'm kind of coming in the back door trying to get you to eat a nice ice cream.
I understand.
You'll have more energy.
I have lots of energy. Are you kidding? People can't keep up with me.
Well, you're a farmer. You're out on the farm the rest of the day after the radio show. So you're in good shape. That leads to more energy.
But I oftentimes have ice cream for lunch. Like 4 or 5 o'clock, I've eaten in the morning and then I didn't eat again, and I'll go to the ice cream bus and have some ice cream.
Well, I'm going to let the University of Warwick know about you so they can do an individual study just over here.
Yeah, right. That would be a good idea. Meanwhile, talking about blood sugar issues, most of us crave sugar. The popular treatments to deal with blood sugar issues oftentimes make us tired and put constraints on our life. Now, there's a new product called Curalin that you might want to look up, Jack. Curalin. It's a natural blend of 10 different key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response so you feel back to normal and you can still enjoy sugary stuff. Each of Curalin's ingredients is backed by a clinical study supporting their effect on glucose levels in the body. Thousands of studies done to back up Curalin. It boosts your energy, maintains your insulin level, all that good stuff, supports a healthy metabolism, fats and carbs together. So here's how you get Curalin, Curalin. Just type that in, and then you get to the site. You type in the DJB promo code, $20 off your first supply. 1 month supply, $20 off Curalin. That's the all-natural way to have a happier and fuller life. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.